Blog Talk Radio.
All my life was a street nigga. Spend my time in the street, nigga. Shoot my shot, I'ma beat niggas. LeBron in his prime, I'ma heat niggas. Got a bad bitch with me, she a flea flicker. And she go all out just for me, nigga. So you know I had to put her on the team, nigga. If you niggas tryna fuck, I better see, niggas. Ain't nothing in life for free, nigga. So you really want that ass with the fee, nigga. Damn, really get down with the lean sipper. I just stick to the yak and the weed, nigga. I got a pocket full of dough, I'm making moves with it. And she told me how she like how I move with it. She start twerking that ass, I'm in tune with it. She said your pussy so wet, it's like a pool in it. So I dove in, I'm a fool with it. Got a Coke 45, I'm a tool gripper. Yeah, she look into her eyes of a real nigga. The name Bill's motherfucker fit the bill, nigga. That's 5, 10, 20, 50, 100. Let me run it like it's funny. With the yoke into an omelet, and it's something to your stomach. Make you niggas do a helmet. Throw a bundle that's atomic, and it's coming like a comet. Nick, this year of the boom pack. My underground niggas ready, knew that. I got a couple hitters ready, and they new crack. And they waiting in the cut like it's a strap. When I bring them out, you gonna run it back. Got a feeling like the 90s with the lumberjack. Or the cold heart, I got a cold heart. Got a pair of 40 cows like I know it all. And I bare arms, let the show start. When the niggas start busting, ain't no Rosa Parks. Man, that's so hard, it's just my soul law. Then check it on vacation, need a postcard. My niggas on the block like it's roll call. And it's whipping in the pot till it get hard. My niggas on home, he said fuck them all. Got $1 million plan till we all fall.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story. And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
So I went from ashy to classy, ball like an athlete, 690 at me, jeans still sad, looking right with a rugby. All praise to God, man, the bull gotta love. All the shit I've been through, all the shit I didn't hear, all the knowledge I endure, represent the gray hairs. If you niggas feeling me, let me hear you say yeah. Put an ill crew together, shed blood, sweat, and tears, and we all move together like you hunting in here. So mama, I'ma do better, yeah, the go-getter, read the newsletter, feel the trendsetter on a new level, from a new metal, for a friend of Jew pedal.
All my life with street niggas. LeBron in his prime, I'm a heat nigga.
Welcome, welcome, everybody. Thanks for tuning in to Queen Vi's Reality Talk. I'm your host, Queen Vi, alongside my co-host, Mr. Hakim Nuba.
Hey, hey, hey. Peace, Queen. How you doing?
I'm doing okay. I'm hanging in there today. You know, rough day. Still nowhere near over, but I'm here. I'm ready. And this is, you know, my therapy anyway. So, how are you?
I need some of your therapy. Today's been a busy-ass day. I'm talking hooker and church business. Like, just damn. Like, it felt like a Monday. I feel like somebody just grabbed 4 Mondays and crammed them in one day for me. From the time I got my ass up to kind of do this show, I've been running like a chicken with my head cut.
Yeah, I had to look and see what today was, too, because it seemed kind of long and dragged out. My son was asking to go to a party. I was like, a party tomorrow? And I looked, and I said, he said Friday. And I said, oh, I'll think about it. And I looked and said, oh, that's tomorrow. And he's like, yeah. He's like, when you been at mom? And I'm like, clearly not here. Clearly. But.
Yeah, man.
And I can't wait. I mean, it's mainly for the kids, because you know when we take our kids on vacation, they get all the fun and we still doing all the work running around.
Yeah, I am doing a working vacation actually. I plan to attend my son's graduation down in Florida. Mm-hmm. Still gonna be working, but remotely. Yeah, yeah. I'm actually so proud of But yeah, man, this is going to be a busy, busy summer. Got a lot of things going on. And I'm going to get some things done this year. I got to. Halfway through the year. Still got some shit.
Right. The year is just speeding by. Like, what?
Yeah. Oh, God. Maybe. Maybe even like you got somewhere to be.
Right. Yeah. So I'm getting prepared for her 8th grade, the end of the year, all the stuff they have to do. They have a dinner dance coming up. They had their field day. They got great adventures coming up for their end of the year trip. They got, you know, the graduation. It's just not to mention a ton of things that my kids are, you know, programs and sports and stuff that they're in already. So just like, and they talking about getting jobs this summer. So. I ain't mad at him, but I'm like, something that's closer, because I don't plan on being a chauffeur all summer, thinking of picking y'all up.
That's right.
So.
That's right.
But I'm happy they got that type of mind frame now, and I hope they stay that way.
Yeah, keep grinding. Grind early, keep that ethic throughout life.
Yeah, my son comes home. I'm going to pay half for my first car. Go ahead. If you insist. I hope everybody is having a good day. I hope that your week has been good thus far, and your weekend brings whatever you want it to bring. So, everybody needs some type of relief. Most people look forward to the weekend. The weekend is still work for me. I'm sure it is for High Kim too. So it's just one of those things where it's like, I'm going to try to squeeze a little bit of me time in there. I don't care if I'm closing my room, and put me a movie on and drink me some wine. I'm going to have my me time. So.
Yeah. I would love to do such things. Must be nice.
Yep. I'm gonna try. They like, you always say you want to do something, and I have made a promise to myself that even if I can give me a couple of hours a day, you know, for me, for my own mental health and sanity, then I'm going. I don't care if it's 2-3 o'clock in the morning. I barely get sleep anyway. But as long as I can get those things, you know, get that in, then. I mean, I'm fine, you know, just kind of trying to clear my head as much as possible anyway. I'm not going to say completely because that's not realistic in my world. Yeah. But, you know, just enough to keep sane and keep on the grind and keep focused.
You actually covered something that we were probably going to discuss later on, but might as well, you know, jump out there now. You know, it's important to have that balance. And I had to learn the hard way. I was forced to sit my ass still, forced to sit my ass down, you know, through health issues and stuff like that. I was forced to slow down and you got to take that time for yourself, especially when you have so many goals, so many aspirations. You got your hands in so many pots. You're trying to be everything to everybody and do the work of 10 people. You got to find that balance to pour back into yourself, the rest, the relax. You got to do stuff like that, because when your kids keep going hard, you're going to burn yourself out, you know?
Oh yeah, I'm a testament of that. And also with the health issues and stuff, it's like you give so much, you pour into so many others, you're doing so much for others. If you keep pouring in, well, pouring out to others, and you're not getting poured into, you're going to be depleted, and it's going to get to a point where the little bit that people may be trying to pour into you is not going to be enough because. You got to get back to a certain spot to even flourish, with that pouring in. So they have to pour in 100 times as more as they will usually, you know, pour in, or one will pour in and it'll be okay because you're so drained, exhausted, you know, depleted. So you need extra just to get to a place of function, not alone a place to grow. So people, make sure you balance. We all, you know, have our different parts, whether it's work, business, being a parent, being in a relationship, you know, with your family. We all have different parts of our lives, friends as well, that you want to give attention to. But the most common denominator and important piece in that puzzle is you. So you have to be right in order to be able to be who you may want to be for others, or what others may need you to be. You have to be that for yourself, and you have to be at a certain place, mentally, emotionally, physically, you know, health-wise. So if you're no good to, you know, if you're no good, then you're not going to be any good to anybody. So.
That's what we're talking about today.
We're going to be answering some questions that were submitted about sex life and relationships, entertainment, black news, politics, you know, and people can also call in 929-477-1436. Don't forget to press 1 on your telephone keypad if you want to go live with us to ask your questions or add to the topic at hand. And if we have any that was submitted, you know, either on a Reality Talk Network group or on our the Queen Rise Reality Talk Facebook or Instagram, then we will get to those too.
All right. Well, the first one I got up here, Queen, this is one I admit that was submitted while we were off air and we were away for a little bit, so I'm trying to get caught up. This is one that's been regarding to relationships. This is from Toya from South Philly. And Toya is 29, and she said she's no longer attracted to her fat-ass boyfriend who's 26. And she said she started seeing him a few months back during last summer. So technically, we took a minute before we did the boyfriend-girlfriend things, but we were exclusive. So as y'all say, situationship to relationship. Personally, he is great. He is a super sweet guy, a great communicator. He makes amazing plans. He has a good job and accepts that I don't want kids. I think he is awesome in that regard. But here's the problem. I don't want to hurt his feelings or be an asshole to him. The whole reason why I'm actually considering ending things are getting serious. He's planning to take me on a trip now. I want to go on the beach, show off my beach body, but he is so overweight. He gained 60 pounds from 2022 going into early 2023. His sex game has changed because of his weight gain. I'm even noticed that his dick isn't as big as it used to be. Maybe it's a gut, I'm not sure. But please, tell me what I should do. How can I have this conversation with him about him going to the gym with me, losing weight, so we can get on with our lives? Goddamn, Tori.
Wow. Well, first of all, when you notice your mate going through a change, that's when you have that conversation, because it could be something he's going through mentally, emotionally, something that has happened that had an impact in his life that's making him, or he's getting comfortable. And have that conversation with him and see what's going on with him, because I'm pretty sure that if it's a matter of support or care for his well-being, he'll be okay going to the gym and stuff. But I'm still not off the part where she want to go on this vacation, but she just don't want to be seen with him on said vacation that he's funding, by the way. Have that just come out, just like you wrote us, come out, had that conversation. You know, is anything going on in your life? I noticed that you are, because it's all about delivery. We know it's all about delivery. You know, is everything okay? I noticed that you're going through some changes. You know, I see you're gaining some weight. Is it something that's bothering you or you're going through? Do you want to talk about it? Listen, it's almost summertime. Let's go, you know, hit that gym and let's go work out or let's go for a walk together. I love to do those type of things with you. You have to be coming from a place of love and support and not ridicule and judgmental and hurt, like trying to hurt his feelings. But certain things people are delicate or sensitive about, and you have to handle it with care. Now, if that's the only reason, if everything else is so good and you love everything else about him except for that, that's something that's workable. You know? Could have did it 20 pounds ago, but she said 60 pounds, and just know this is not and how are you contributing to it, if any? Because let's be honest. You can't tell somebody to gain so much weight if you're doing certain things like cooking and stuff like that. Are you always going out to eat with him? Are you cooking and you're cooking the non-healthy meals and contributing to the weight gain? So you got to think about that too, because this is going to be a support, a kind of a team thing. But it's not that hard to have that conversation. It's just all in the delivery. You don't do it like you're attacking him or you're trying to diss him. You have to, if you care, you care. And you approach it correctly. But go ahead, Hakim.
Well, there's a couple things here. One, that's COVID weight. And I get it. A lot of us stopped moving around for technically almost two years, just about. We stopped running the streets as much. We did what we had to do, get where we needed to be. But to your point, I just had a conversation with him. Just talk to him. Why is it so hard to say, hey, babe, let's go. I want you to go to the gym with me. I want us to work out together. I want us to be healthier. And the other side of it is you're older. So you already have a better perception of life than he has, you know. Some of us men don't figure out life till we're 30. That's just the way it is. Our immature minds, you know, don't move like that. So we're taking things day by day by day. Now, here's where I got to kick your tits a little bit, dear sister. This man is planning a trip for you. And you're thinking about breaking up with him. And you go into your summer body and you want to be seen. If that man looks like a damn box of donuts crumbled up into a condom, you walk beside him with pride because you're listed with all the great things he is doing for you and he makes you feel and all these great qualities about him, but you're worried about the superficial shit. And on behalf of fat fucks all over the world, that shit ain't cool. That ain't cool. Now, jumping back on the other side of the fence, it's big like you're shrinking. Yeah, that's the problem. That means that gut getting out there. You need to sit down, talk to him. Y'all stop taking y'all in South Philly, keep your ass off Oregon Avenue. Don't go nowhere near there. All right? Hit the Walmart, hit the whatever truck you need to do and get the hell out of there. Stay away from Zogies. I know y'all be down there at Zogies. I know y'all over there at Cold Stone and eating all that fast food. Get your asses from over there. All right? Stay focused. do something together, change your diet. You have to, you're the elder, unfortunately. So you're going to have to lead by example. Yes, fellas, sometimes our women lead us. Don't fake it, admit it. When your woman tells you that your dick like is getting smaller because you're getting fatter, you got to make some necessary adjustments. Because ain't nothing worse than you thinking you doing something and she tell you you ain't doing shit with that little ass vagina sausage. So it's embarrassing. And it's a hurtful thing.
You got to be honest with them and tell them. But now, like I said, this is a fixable thing. I mean, that's a, if only thing you could complain about his weight and you done ate all the other good things that he do, come on. Well, see, we got to start looking from a place of substance. Well, some people need to. I look from a place of substance and stop looking so, you know, so surface and superficial, you know, because let's just think about it. Long term, people gain weight, people lose weight, you know, female titties start sagging, hair start falling out, you know, guys not being able to do certain things. Life hit people and sometimes they hit them hard. So what would you do if y'all was married? You know what I'm saying? You know, or if you've been together 10, 15 years. So you got to start looking when you pick your mates and stuff, you got to start looking deeper. I'm not saying, of course you wouldn't have some type of attraction to your mate, but like I said, it may be, besides what Hakim said, yes, COVID weight, see if anything going on. Have this open line of communication. You know, it's an easy fix. Work out with him. If you bad, like you feel like you bad, he wouldn't mind being behind you while you doing your squats, he doing his weights and watching you, and you motivating him while he getting in at the gym. It's not hard.
Yeah, we got a comment here from this dopeness. It says simply just start packing his lunch, making his dinner with healthier items. Ease them in. Don't go full throttle. Choose outdoor activities. Be hella encouraging when he hits the gym with you. I agree.
Mm-hmm.
I agree. There's definitely ways around it. There's ways to do it. You know?
Yeah. That's why I asked.
You have to.
The problem, take me out to dinner. And then y'all eating steak and potatoes and, you know,
Mm-hmm. Well, I hope y'all make it. Right back in, let me know how, because this is from a few months ago. So let us know how things are going. Hope y'all still together and made it to that trip that he was planning and paying for with his fat ass money. Pocket's fat as fuck, I bet. You like that shit? Anyway, don't get me started. Oh, boy. All right. This one is entitled Friend Zone Mistake. All right. Mm-hmm. And this one is from Craig from Raleigh, North Carolina. He said, I hooked up with my homegirl last night, and she left in the middle of sex. My confidence is totally shot to shit. I feel awful about myself. I text her and asked her, was she okay? She said, yeah, and she has not responded to anything else I had to say for the last day or two. I miss my friend. How can I get her back? What should I do?
Oh, wow.
Let me mute my shit. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. I'm about to say it's not funny that Hakim made me laugh. Now, well, first she has to respond, and she has to be able to have that conversation and be open and let you know what the issue is. You can't fix something that you don't know what the problem is. So by her ignoring you or not responding or reaching out or whatever the case may be, then it's nothing you can do about it. You can reach out, but if she's not replying, it's nothing you can do about it. she has to be able to communicate that to you. I mean, we not in elementary school, you know. So I don't know how to advise him on what to do. I mean, I'm sure he said his confidence is shot.
Shot to shit. That's shot.
Yeah. So I mean, and if that's truly your friend, which I cross, that's what I say. When people cross these lines from friendship and go over, y'all got to know the risk that y'all taking. And then in the middle, how rude. But, yeah, I don't know how to advise him because she's not communicating what we weren't there. We don't know. I don't know. Could have been too big. Could have been too small. Could have been good. Or she could have felt like in the midst of it, she could have felt like, oh, I'm making a big mistake. I don't want to mess this up. You know, we don't know what she was thinking. I mean, we don't know. So until we get more hear from her, I mean, and she just said, oh, I'm okay. Listen.
Bruh.
I don't know what the dynamic of their friendship was, but or how open and honest they was with each other as friends, or whether it is like a friendship kind of test the waters because we know we want a hookup type of thing, or a real genuine friendship because she can't even be open to tell him what's what. But I'm going to let you say your piece because it's no way for me to advise because we don't know. And since she opened up her mouth, And depending on what her reason is, I can't really give him any advice. But I mean, I would close that chapter. I wouldn't chase it because what if it was something like a big serious situation that happened and she can't even communicate it to him what the issue is? That's the worst. That's a bad thing to do to somebody too, might I add. Especially if they are overthinker, clearly, which it seems like he is, it's probably eating him up. You got all these different scenarios and stuff in his head of what went wrong.
You know what should have been eating up? That pussy. Because if you did that right, then maybe she would have hung around a little longer. Bruh, this ain't hard to figure out. That dick was garbage. Crossing the line is happening every day, right? There's a lot of chicks talking about my bro, and they done fucked before, okay? If the sex is good, it's good. You can worry about the emotions and politics after the fact. You gonna get that shit off, get that shit over with, and then y'all figure out how the friendship can manage. But think about, have you ever got up in the middle of fucking and tear out and
yes.
be out? Just like, okay.
Yes.
Yeah, and why? It was trash. Right? As it is. I'm sorry, bro, but listen. Right now, you need to
accept
it.
But it wasn't with a friend. So that's what I'm saying. We don't know what she was thinking. Because if it was with a friend, she could have been like, oh my, you know, she could have had a little white girl moment. Oh my God, we shouldn't do this.
So,
you know, I'm so embarrassed, and then just ran out the, you know, grabbed herself around
so
the room.
You telling me, this motherfucker got your ankles behind your earrings, and he clapping them cheeks the best he can, and you're going to stop and say, oh, I can't do this, we're friends. And you're going to run away, grab your shit, run out the door, and answer one time to one text. No. No. It wasn't worth her time. She didn't like it. And this wasn't worth me risking our friendship for.
I can agree. It might not have been worth it. But who say that her stuff was all that? Look, Craig is Craig, right?
Craig said he was all right because he complained about the fact that she got up. He wasn't done. He probably wasn't been cheating for a long time.
I guess he said since he started, he might have just finished and she just left him hanging. But Listen, it was just the beginning. It was the middle. You ain't know how it was going. And homeboy, don't beat yourself up. Just practice, you know, your routines and stuff. You know, just think about how you can improve. If you think it's that, don't let one person crush your dreams. You know, just use it as a learning curve. Okay, okay.
Inspirational as fuck today. You should have got yourself one of them rhino pills from the poppy store or some blue chew, something to go hammer that shit up real good. You done lost your friend.
Yeah, we don't know, Craig. She could have been wild with no walls. We don't know. So
he wanted that ass. He was enjoying that ass. She stopped.
I don't know.
Right into a talk show about some trash cooch, right? If that cooch was wide as a couch, he ain't going to be writing us about it. And
he may be. We don't know how often he gets it. We don't know how often he get it. So he might say, want whatever he wants. But he probably figured,
but see,
you know.
Here's the thing. If this was, I lost my friend, he would acknowledge his hurt more than his self-esteem. His self-esteem was shot to shit. Your self-esteem don't get shot to shit if you performed. And she was happy, and then she says, oh, I'm so weird, we fucked up our friendship, we can't be friends. Well, she just start ghosting you for a little bit. That's going to be, oh, man, I miss my friend. No, his self-esteem. Our self-esteem is tied to status, pockets, penis. That's how today's man works. How people see me, how much money I got, and how people see that, and how much pussy I'm getting.
He was shocked and hurt first, and then once he stopped and he thought about it, he calmed down, he progressed it, processed it, and he realized he hadn't heard from us. He's just like, dang, I thought that was my friend. I thought that was my people's. I wonder what kind of social life Craig has. And what kind of romance life that Craig has. Because maybe he don't, what if he don't get out much? Well, he probably, y'all better stay. When y'all get put in a friend zone, y'all need to stay there. Because y'all go doing all this stuff for somebody, and they don't really want y'all. And now look, you're writing into a show because your feelings hurt. Because you thought you had a chance, because you probably was in a friend zone for so long, and did so much for this chick, and now she ghosts on you. But my advice is, she didn't have to stay if she didn't like it. I just communicate with him. Let him know what the issue is so he can stop stressing about it. He probably ain't getting no sleep. He said his confidence is shot the shit. And now he's probably scared to approach or talk to anybody anymore. He's doing some long-term damage to him. Look, write her last message. Say, listen, I would just appreciate we could have a conversation. I just would like to know what went wrong. And after we had this conversation, we can leave it at that, just so you can have a peace of mind. But if you say we can leave it at that, nigga, leave it at that. When she give you your answer, just be prepared that you might not like what she got to say, and you just got to take it for what it is and move on. Don't start begging for a second chance. Don't start thinking you could change your mind and be pressuring her and harassing her and stuff like that, because then you might end up being blocked. But, you know, if you want to send that last attempt for some clarity and then actually accept the answer that is given to you, then that's fine too. But hopefully you get the answers that you need, not want. He needs this answer here. He needs. But be prepared for whatever comes out, and you have to accept it. Don't ask a question that you don't want the answer to. But you tell me, is everything okay? It's not okay because she left. Your question should have been like,
no, Sonny, ain't nothing okay.
Right. You should have said, what happened? Why you leave? Or you ain't say shit to her while she got up and put her clothes on and ran out? You going to wait until she leave in Texas? Maybe that's the problem. I don't know.
Is everything okay? It will be when I get done with this vibrator. Because It was trash. All right, I got a couple responses here. I got from Auntie Sugar. She says he blew it. She really didn't want to cross the line. The truth is he fucked up. It was horrible. Everything was horrible. Miss Dopeness. Craig Dick dry as fuck. He knew that dick was trash. Throw the whole dick away. Just pay for pussy, bro.
Oh, see, look, y'all gonna
call me. Oh, my
God. All right, listen. Let's not get this man a disorder or some shit, because his shit is shot to shit. Craig, I agree with Miss Dopeness. Get your ass on Twitter. His back page is shut down. Go on Craigslist. Somewhere the pay for pussy posse is still out there. Go to a strip club. There you go. Go to the strip club with the girls with the fattest of the asses, with a bunch of fives and tens. Spend a little bit. And just pick one and have her just dance on you all night. Make you feel special about yourself. Then go home and get on Pornhub and rub one out. You'll be okay. All right? Get dressed, hang out with the boys, go try to holler at some pretty girls somewhere. It'll make you feel better. Okay? This is the risk we run trying to holler at a friend, especially a friend who's always been our friend. It's tough, and it hurts because, ladies, sometimes he's your friend, but he's secretly in love with you. And he just don't know how to get over that fence, that 12-foot fence of the friend zone. So,
that's it.
It's
need
a
to
lot.
Stop trying to get over said fence.
Yeah. Sometimes you just got to say, I can't have her. Or maybe you might get lucky and she'll see you differently one day.
And if somebody put you in a friend zone and that's not where you want to be, then you can remove yourself. You don't have to stay in a friend zone. You can just remove yourself, period, like altogether.
Oh, no, it ain't going
to that's where you want to be.
We don't go nowhere. If we feeling you, we're going to be your friend forever until one day you drop that wall and all the other 30 niggas and bitches dirty.
I'm
gonna come hold this shit. Finally got you. That's how the male ego works. I'm gonna get her.
Queen Rob,
I'm
in the friend zone, you are in the friend zone forever.
Yeah. There has been some who have found a way.
And when I feel like they keep trying to push the envelope, then I remove myself because I'm not about playing with nobody's feelings, emotions, and all of that. That's how you have, and I said it time and time again, that's how you have these episodes of Snap, Fatal Attraction, and all of this, because, you know, sometimes people give other people an inkling of hope to think they have a chance. I'll let you know right then and there, you ain't got no chance. We are friends. We're not screwed for friends. But.
Well. If oh, Craig, this ought to make you feel better. I hope you're listening. Because this next motherfucker got problems. This one is from Melissa from Camden, New Jersey. Shout out to Camden. She says, all right, y'all, I need to break this down for y'all. I currently work at a telemarketing company, and recently my girlfriend came over to braid my hair, and she asked me about my quote-unquote work husband. Little did I know, my boyfriend was upstairs ear hustling, and he waited for my girlfriend to finish my hair and leave, and he cornered me in the kitchen and said, who the fuck is this work husband, and how many shots am I going to put in him? I, now, mind you, I've never fucked this man. I did give him my number on some friend stuff, and we are cool. We have went to lunch together, but that is it. We haven't even talked on the phone, just the occasional text message from here and there. So I explained that to my boyfriend. Fast forward 2 days later, I was going to lunch with my work husband, and out of nowhere, my boyfriend pulls up, runs up on him, beats the dog shit out of him. And I mean, y'all, he fucked him up he had to get carried off into an ambulance. I was suspended. My boyfriend got locked up. He is now crying and begging me to take him back and wait for him to get out. I'm torn. I'm confused. What should I do?
You should leave his ass where he at, because first of all, oh my goodness, I feel sorry for the work husband. And the thing is, the fact that what people have to realize is you have coworkers, and then when some people start labeling people as your work wife, work husband, is because it's a little, I mean, it's that type of, I guess, bond or interaction that you guys have, you know, for why they label like that more than the other coworkers, because everybody you work with is not your work, you know, husband or work wife now. And then I can only imagine what she was saying when she was gossiping with the friend. Because I can only imagine, because for her to ask about, first of all, he in the house, why would you even trust that? But for her to ask about him, that means he has been brought up before. You know, you don't just be like, oh, do you have a work husband? No, something has to be said for her to want a follow-up to ask about this dude. You know, something you said, the way you was acting when y'all was having a conversation, I don't know what it is, but it was something. And however that conversation went, when y'all was having a conversation, when he was upstairs listening, respectfully waited for her to get her hair done. And he started off all that in front of the friend and had walking around with a half done hair. But that's the first part to it. The second part is he followed you to wherever y'all was going for lunch at. And then he'll tell her how long he followed you before he caught y'all. But he assaulted this man. And you tell her you don't know what you should do. You lucky all you got was suspended. Hopefully you still have a job when you come off of suspension. But, and oh no, if I was the work husband, I would follow through with the charges. Because why are you beating the shit up? Why are you coming to my job? Now when he go back to work, everybody always going to know him as the dude who got beat up by his coworker's boyfriend. He's never going to live that down. But no, he should stay where he at, because he needs some counseling, anger management. He needs some, something is going on to the point where he felt he had to go to that extreme. He didn't confront. He didn't get your phone and text or call a person. He assaulted that man, and you said beat the shit out of him. Like, You put that man life in danger, and you know what type of man you got. People know what type of mate they got, and know whether they mate got a temper or off they rock or whatever, crazy or whatever they is. You put that man life in danger.
How many times have we sat on this show over the years and talked about this work husband shit?
Yeah, but he ain't gonna do that man like that. He probably don't. How he didn't even know that man know he exists? This is like if he was the other man, he was actually cheating. And then the fact that you knew your boyfriend had a problem with it, you still proceeded to go out to lunch with this man and got this man beat up. So this man had no idea he was in danger. This man did not know he was in danger.
He may or may not.
Let me
say this, and I need to kick you ladies in the titties real quick. Stop fucking playing with these dudes at your job. Everybody knows the number one place of infidelity or cheating happens at the job, happens at the workplace. Stop playing in these dudes' faces who you know at work. When you turn around, he peeking at you. He buying you lunch. He want to be up underneath of you, right? For your girlfriend to call him work husband, you must have gave her the idea that that's your work husband.
Mm-hmm.
Or she heard it from somewhere. That is a cute little term, and I'm serious right now because I have been on both sides of the fence. I've been a work husband a couple times until a nigga ran down on my ass, and I didn't know. Mm-hmm. Oh, my fault, bro. I didn't know that was your grain. Nope, she had a man. She ain't tell nobody.
Oh, yeah, you ain't tell nobody?
So now you shift the energy to the man to focus on his woman who's out of pocket. Because sometimes the dudes don't know. But then there's the other ones who see her man come pick her up from work every day. Bye-bye. See you tomorrow. Have a good day. And the whole time this motherfucker licking his lips, I'm going to get that shit. I'm going to buy me a whole gang of lunches so I get that pussy. A lot of these dudes think like that. I understand what it's like to get so angry to feel like, okay, you going to work. If I'm going to work and I'm being faithful. You going to work and you playing. The whole idea of a work husband is supposed to be this cute little slang term for that boy at the job that y'all just too Joe with. Y'all too cool. Nah, you will get somebody killed. There are people getting shot in my city for less. I have been so angry where I wanted to go fucking put somebody in a hole for something like that. Just the thought of it. But I had to check myself. I'm not mad at that, nigga. I'm mad at her. But I can't beat her up. So I'm going to take it out on that dude. Brothers, y'all have to be, I tell women all the time about red flags. I'm telling y'all, don't play these fucking games with these broads. When they out here playing that little work husband shit and they got some man buying them lunch, you need to make a decision. You need to sit her down and explain some shit. I don't play that. It's one thing when it's a group of people, all that one-on-ones, and people are saying that y'all look cute together and all that shit. Don't let nobody play in your face like that. Roll out. Pack her shit up. You pack your shit up and go. Let her go be with that nigga. Because sometimes our emotions dictate our actions. And now this brother's in jail because he made an emotional decision. He didn't think about it. She said fast forward 2 days later. So he planned this shit out. He probably took a half a day from work. He took a day off. He put the dog pins on, tied them up tight. Matter of fact, he probably had some black Air Forces on when he did it. That's why he washed the ball. But y'all gotta be careful. When you are playing that game with a woman who has a man at home, you playing a game. And sometimes you lose. Now, if he didn't know, I feel sorry for him. If he did know, fuck him. It's just me. Because I've done worse. I know what that feels like.
Listen.
So.
I hear you, and I do agree with what you're saying, but like I said, these people be knowing, because it's the same thing. It's not just, you know, men that do it. It's women that do it, too. You know what type of person you're dealing with. So before y'all start doing that extra stuff, like I said, snap, first 48 hours, fatal attraction, stuff like that, for playing with somebody's emotions. You know what you know, the type of person you're dealing with. Are we putting other people in danger because y'all want to play? It is go for work, husband, or, oh, that's just my friend, or anything else when it's over stepping the boundaries. But I wish I could have just been a fly on somebody's wall when he just walking out. Like, how was they walking out? Was they a little too close? But
you know they was.
I wish the table was turned. He would have jumped on old boy, and old boy would have beat him the fuck up. That's what I wish would have happened.
Hey,
in this scenario, but you know
your man. When your man corners you into, think about it. When the last time you ever even said he cornered me in the kitchen? God damn, that's some serious shit. Those are serious terms. How many shots do I got to put in there?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You have to take people. Words for what it is. Just like for me, I'm the type. When I'm breaking up, don't hit me with the, oh, we gonna be together forever. If I can't have you, nobody can't have. I'm not playing with none of that. Once you once you say those things, I'm going to take it very serious, and I'm going to do what I have to do necessary. Because if it's always going to be mm-hmm. between me and somebody else, it's going to be them. But, y'all got to start taking people's words serious and stop thinking that junk is cute.
And the part that really, really, I guess the part that triggered me is I gave him my number. You're in a whole relationship.
How many other coworkers' and, numbers do you have? Is it a group chat with all the coworkers? No.
So you, by proxy, you made him special. And then you explained it to your man. Now, one, I am happy that a man that can get that angry didn't beat the shit out of you. I'm glad he contained himself. So let me get that out there because y'all women ain't figured it out yet that we will kill over y'all. I mean, blind rage. If I have to tell my woman, well, if you know me, you know me. And you know, I ain't the goofball I used to be, but I still got a lot of fucking anger and hate issues. Don't fucking play with me. When you hear a man say that, you gotta believe him.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he ain't gonna do nothing. Okay, he ain't gonna do nothing until he do something. And then you're gonna look stupid. Because at the end of the day, this is all your fault. Took your happy ass to work, gave out your fucking phone number, TKing with this little motherfucker, and you got him hurt. You're not absolved of responsibility for this. I ain't letting you off the hook. Sorry. Cat Collins says, yeah, my brother in jail now. He's doing 10 years for that same dumb shit. Ms. Totenus is back saying, first, mama, you should have never had that conversation around your man, knowing his ass crazy. Second, you and your friend are just fucking dumb. You thought he was up there playing a video game.
Yeah, that's what I said. Why would you have that conversation? I could imagine how the cop, girl, what's going on with you and your work husband? So that's the thing right there. So she said that his ear was, he was ready. He must be light on his feet, too.
If I'm upstairs playing 2K and I hear that shit, oh, man. Think about it. How special is this nigga? The first thing I hear is your best friend, your homegirl, whatever the fuck she is bringing you. Y'all could be talking about a million things, a million niggas, right?
Mm-hmm.
She's asking you about a dude at work. She ain't asking you how your job is doing. Are they hiring? What's up with the girl with the no edges at your job? That's all we smelling like cafe. No, she asks you about your work husband.
Mm.
And you wondering why? You know when a man goes to your phone, it's three spots he has. Your gallery, your social media, and your conversations, your text messages with your homegirls. You know why? Because we know y'all talk to each other. So when she makes a reveal like that, man, he hot as fish grease. And then when he corners you after she leaves, because he's a nice guy, because I would have been flying on them fucking steps, falling in anything with this one lady. Mad as shit. What the fuck, work husband? I'd have made a whole scene. What the fuck is all that? But then you confess them that you gave him your number. Now, I'm schooling y'all. The things that make a man want to hurt somebody, that's two big ones right there. So, y'all better watch y'all asses.
Be mindful. Think, people,
These brothers are struggling with controlling their emotions. And that's me too some days. Some days I speak, you know, wasn't for this bad foot, I'd probably be out there kicking people in the ass now. But can't. You know, and y'all got to be careful of the type of men y'all playing with. So, whew, queen, that triggered me. Shit. Okay. Old Troy is back. What's up, Troy? Troy says, yo, my new lady, well, goddamn, bro, a new lady, my new lady has been getting on my ass about watching porn. She's absolutely against it, so she says. And then one day, she left her phone on the bed unlocked, and I look over, and she's on Pornhub. I act like I ain't see it. She came back into the room, picked the phone, and continued to do her business. I didn't say anything about it. So the next morning, I questioned, like, yo, so how is it you can watch porn, but I can't? She looked me in my face and said, I didn't look at porn. He said, I saw the porn up on your phone. She says, no, it wasn't. Now, I know one thing. I know what money looked like. And I know what porn looked like. Should I just check out because the relationship's only 3 months old? Should I check out or should I just give, should I give her a chance?
See, this is a tough one for me because she flat out looked you in your face and lied to you. She flat out looked you in your face and lied to you knowing, I mean, you're saying I've seen this and she still just... Because now the deeper issue is why she felt the need to lie about it. Like, yes, why is it a big issue that for you to watch it, but why does she feel the need to lie about it? So you can only hit, make a mistake and hit something if it's in your, you know, your history, you know what I'm saying? But that's for me. It's still early. I don't know what other issues y'all got. Is this your biggest issue or what? But that right there will be an issue for me because somebody flat out looking you in your face and lying about something that's so trivial. It's like it's no need to lie about something like that to me. So in my opinion, I don't feel like it should have been something that was lied about. Or it could very well be she's lying about it because she don't want you to do it. So it's the being a hypocrite thing. But... Because even if she's just looking at it just to kind of see why you into it so much, then I can understand that too. But that's not what that is. I mean, I don't know. I just don't see the sense about lying. Like me, I'm big on, like, honesty. Like, I'm big on, like, I'm just, I don't understand it. I don't understand. Certain things I will never understand why people lie about. Like, you grown as hell. I tell people all the time when somebody think I'm like, lie to you for what? You going to whip my ass? No, I don't think so. Why would I have to lie to you?
Well, there's a couple of red flags for me. One, what the fuck are you doing with a woman who doesn't like you to watch porn? That's just a deal breaker. If I can't watch smut, I don't care if she watches it or not. Don't tell me I can't watch my goddamn porn. You know, when I die, I want all my old porn DVDs to be thrown in the casket. I'm taking them with me. Okay? No. You can't tell a man he can't watch porn. So you tripping for allowing it and dealing with a woman who doesn't share the same interest you have. That's number one. Number two, if you know what you saw and you know she is lying, you ain't nothing to talk about. Because if she's lying to you about that, she's lying to you about other things. That's the thing about once a person isn't honest about something, you have to now question everything. Because they've proven to you that under stress and under fear or whatever the case may be, they can't be honest. And like Lupe Fiasco says, you can't trust what each of us say, at least for a month or two. It's been three. And she is still showing you that she's not ready for you. Because if you've been honest with her and she's not honest with you, she ain't ready.
Mm-hmm.
So You choose to stay if you want, and then the next lie is going to be on something big, but I wouldn't. I wouldn't piss on if her ass was on fire. That's just me. I don't like to be lied to. That's the kind of shit that turns me into a crazy person. And I know Troy. He has the ability to become a little crazy. So get out of it before it gets toxic. All right, Queen. This one's right up your alley. Little Miss Consent. She wants to be known as Miss Consent. She asks, is seeing a professional for bondage considered cheating to my dom and my life partner?
Yes. You're not being open and honest with him. Did he know about it? Did he approve of it? Did y'all, you know, come to terms with it? Because when you're in a relationship, y'all both to respect each other. You're supposed to, I mean, talk about these things, you know, just because you're, and that's why I say people are supposed to get with people that's into what they're into. So you won't have to go around and sneaking it and doing it, or, and it's even worse that he's into it and you just, yes, you are. Long story short, you are. In my opinion.
Well, if he doesn't know, then yeah, that is a sin. He can no longer trust you. For you to be going to a professional, and I know a few of them, a couple around the city now making big money. If you're going there instead of going to him, then yeah, it's no different from him turning to a professional to get his kinks off instead of using you. So you got some problems. So I suggest that you confess, beg for forgiveness, and hope that the least that he'll do is take the paddle to you. You know, you didn't say if you did anything with this person or not. I'm hoping that you just went to be restrained and tortured without any penetration or too much sexual intercourse, because then you can't go back on that. You are a sub. Your obedience is not an option. If you cannot handle that, let me back up. And this lifestyle requires a level of trust that is far superior than that shit that y'all do with y'all little boyfriends. Right? Y'all little boyfriend, girlfriend, vanilla bullshit, that's cool. I don't want to call it bullshit. I'm sorry. That is cool. That is a layer of trust. To be in this lifestyle requires several layers of trust. The sub has to trust that the dom is going to be safe with them, protect them, not use them, you know, in a bad way, because you're going to get used. That's part of it. But they're not going to take full advantage of the control that you allotted them. So the layer of trust is significant. This here is weird to me, because if you just would have asked, he probably would have escorted you. Or he probably would have handpicked the professional bondage person to come in and train him on how to properly subdue you and do the bondage stuff. At least that's what a smart one would do. You know, if your sub wants that and that's not in your repertoire, then okay, you got to learn to keep her happy, keep her satisfied. Or she will go look somewhere else. But that ain't supposed to happen. So it requires a level of communication and honesty, and it's clearly not there. So I don't understand it. But talk to him, and I hope he forgives you, as long as you didn't do too much. If you did do too much, then sorry. I don't feel for you. Okay, more kinky BDSM shit. I am 22. This person says, don't say my name, but you didn't say what I should call you. So, okay. I am 22. My daddy is 24, and he doesn't play with me at all anymore, not even over text. He calls me his baby, still calls me on the phone after work, still texts me all day, and still seems interested in me, but lately every time I'm horny and sends him texts, or even if I try to hook up with him, he seems uninterested. I don't want to lose him. I'm in love with him, but I really need some advice. How should I interact with him moving forward?
So she said that he don't seem that interested in her anymore?
Yeah. She said even if I try to hook up with him, he seems uninterested.
Oh, well, he's not doing his job as a daddy. You know, maybe he done found somebody else, and instead of him just coming out and saying that, you know, he's just stringing it along. She said she don't want to lose him. It seems like she's already lost him. I mean, if you're looking at the reality of it.
Yeah. But see, the thing is, even if we ain't gonna stop fucking, right? We're gonna keep fucking. Even when you know he has the side piece, he might not give you dick 4 or 5 times a week. He's gonna get, at least get it once or twice, just to keep you satisfied, right? But the sex, which requires nothing but response and engagement. She's sexting him, and he's just, nah.
Yeah,
she's going to have a conversation with him. Ask him what the fuck is up. You know?
Mm-hmm.
That's a bit much. When you try to give him some pussy, he ain't even coming around for it. Yeah, he seems uninterested. That's the part that keeps sticking out to me for some reason. And when I hear stuff like that, that means he's moved on physically, but he's still attached to you emotionally. Because he's still calling, he's still talking to you all day, he's still texting all day, so
yeah,
there's still a level of attachment.
Yeah, you might. I mean, right. You might have already something he needs to let you go and not string you along. Like let you go all the way. You know, but.
All right, this next one. All right, we got about 20 minutes or so. Let's try to get these out quick. All right, this next one is from Precious, and she is saying, "I hate pain, but my dom loves to give it. I am second in the household. His first sub lives with him. I'm about to move in with them actually." And she says that, I'm sorry, she wrote like 5 paragraphs, so I'm trying to sum this up. And she says, they like to cane, whip, nipple clamps, pussy clamps. I am not into any of that, but I do like the humiliation kink of the lifestyle. I tried to explain it, but he still will strike me and leave marks on my ass to his pleasure, but not to mine. I don't want to lose him, but how do I get him to understand that this isn't for me?
I don't see. This is the thing that's stressing me out. About these, it's like the I don't want to lose him stuff. He's not respecting your wishes. You're telling him something that you don't like, and he's still doing it because that's something he want to do. And it's not like, you know, you're doing it and going along with it, and he don't know that you're not into it. You're telling him that you're not into it, and he's still doing it. So you need to quit while you're ahead. Don't move in, because the farther you go along with this relationship, it's saying that you're okay even though you don't like it, you're okay and you're willing to deal with it. You saying you don't want to lose him, you might want to think about the level of respect, you know, the trust, the respect, the him respecting not doing something that you don't want him to do, and the trusting that when you say you're not okay with something, he's not going to do it. You see, but he's not doing that either because he's still doing it. It's baffling to how many, you know, well, it's like the second one today, but we've had these in the past where people say they don't want to lose somebody. This person is showing that they don't care about what you want or what you don't like or, you know, or what you're not into, and it's all about them. That's that selfishness. And now you're about to move in with him and another person? Mm-mm, girl.
Yeah, this is
almost got in my
face. Something I learned along. No, this one bothers me too because it's something I learned a long time ago. Because I started really getting interested into this lifestyle around 98-ish. You know, I was knee deep somewhere within that decade. Going, you know, after that. And one of the things I learned, it's easy to be greedy. It's easy to have multiple women doing whatever the fuck you tell them. Right? Y'all seen the videos, women walking around on all fours, drinking out of a bowl and all that shit. That is a lifestyle for some people. The wrong kind of man with that kind of power, it's not a part of the kink or the BDSM lifestyle. It's abuse when it's unwanted. And as a dom, if you have more than one, the one that loves it, that's who you focus on. The one that doesn't, you find out what her thing is, and you line it up to what your other pleasures are. And y'all meet in the middle that way. It's nothing abnormal about a dom having multiple subs. But you can't put a sub in that situation who is clearly telling you that that ain't for me. And you're just going to throw her into that. And then she's talking about moving in. That's usually what we call a blind obedience. They're so, the dom is so in the sub's head and they fill this up so much that they will literally dive into a fire and burn their tits off just to be in this relationship. They would rather go and subject themselves to that than to walk away. So this is a tough one. This bothers me, and I couldn't do it that way. So, nah, he shouldn't be caning you. I mean, it's especially when that's not your thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because,
And I always say that, like, find somebody that's into what you're into. Stop trying to force your shit on other people. Like, a lot of people that's into these things. But they always want to find somebody that's not and try to pressure them into it. Right.
Shout out to Lady Wren. Lady Wren says blind obedience is what's killing that lifestyle. There's a lot of women who feel like her but are afraid to speak up because they're afraid of losing the connection.
True. I wish I would.
Man. Ahsoka says being a sub doesn't mean negligence of oneself needs. A no is a no.
Right.
JoJo Red says she sounds like a dumb bitch. Run. God damn. Oh boy. But yeah, that's not it. You get out of that. If he can't change and adapt for you, then he's not the dom for you. The doms are falling out of the sky, honey. You can get yourself another one.
That one don't work. Get another one.
Okay. Oh, boy. All right, Queen.
Okay. I know you ought to start your shit when you do something
like
that.
Oh, man. I know I tease you a lot about torturing of the men. Oh, man. This one is from Monique, also from Raleigh, North Carolina. Shout out to Raleigh for coming through. Recently, mm-hmm. my husband allowed me to milk him. We did it once turned to twice. By the next week, I was allowed to insert my toy into him. And he exploded more than I ever saw before. He accidentally let it slip to one of his homies while they were drinking, and now this homie keeps calling him gay and a fag, and it almost broke out into a fight at a mutual friend's cookout. Now my husband doesn't want me to do it anymore. He's self-conscious where he was free and he felt comfortable and we were having an amazing adventure together has now turned into this big mess. What can I say from you guys' experiences that would help him feel comfortable and letting me get back in here?
I don't. It's
get
not
back in
here
is wild to be.
Yeah, it's not anything you can say because he's more worried about what. First of all, why he felt the need to tell anybody that anyway? That's one of the issues with everybody today. They just can't let their business be their business. That's for one. For two, he's not going to do it again because he's so worried about, you know, that the label of gay or what others think of him. That because if he didn't care about it, he would have never stopped it. So now he's missing out on something that he enjoys. Because he's worried about what other people think. But girl, that shit probably has failed. He probably will never let you do that again in life. He need to blame himself. But, and he need a new friend. Cause
he accidentally let it slip while drinking.
Oh, my God.
It's yo. So, oh, man, ain't that much drinking in the world.
Yeah, that's
oh, yeah, by the way.
By the way, I let my girlfriend
by the way, listen, milking is fine. There's nothing wrong with milking. Doesn't always require something, you
yeah.
know, going
it,
a thing, right?
Yeah, we did it.
Yeah, so, but the whole idea of you just drinking and telling you, letting it slip that she slid her little toy in there. You got a little too comfortable. The lips got too
right.
loose. But to answer her question,
that must
you have
my
to.
Heavy. He must couldn't wait
yeah.
to get home. He couldn't wait to get home. It was
yeah.
so much on his mind. He just slipped out his mouth.
Well, see, that's the thing. Sometimes we share. As men, we share our sexual adventures. Yes, men talk to their homies about what they do with you, please, in case you didn't know.
Oh, I
even the wives. You know, men do it all the time. Sometimes we overshare. And that's just where our culture is these days. We're just oversharing every aspect of our lives. In this particular instance, this is something of a sexual nature, and a bunch of guys sitting around drinking, and he let it slip, and then your homie starts torturing you and calling you all kinds of names, and then y'all about to fight at the fucking mutual friend's cookout and all this shit. That's where it just gets ugly. You know what I mean? And you see now you have judgmental friends. You know, and you should have kept that to yourself.
Let the man enjoy what he enjoy. Let
yeah.
that man enjoy what
he
enjoy. If it ain't, if he not trying to do it to you, then you should have kept it to yourself. You didn't have to tease that man about it. Let him like what he like. And it's not gay. Gay. Let's clear the definition of gay again out. Gay is not the act in which you do, is with whom you do the act with. So that man wanted to do certain things for his woman, let him do it. But he also needs to, you know, do some searching within himself for him not to be worrying about what nobody else think or feel. I mean, you might have to just remove yourself from that so-called friend. But to the point, he's teasing, and he kept saying it and kept doing it until it escalated into a fight. That's the real, that's another issue.
Yeah.
Mm-mm-mm.
That's a lot.
That man do what he wanted to do.
Yes, Auntie said before. He was playing in his ass. He's like, wait, he was playing in his ass? Was she in his ass? Not anybody is as freaky as they claim.
Mm-hmm. Right. Everybody's freaky to a kind of freaky shit. Then if everybody turns to a prude. Oh my God. You did.
Oh man. Listen. I just talk to him. Have him focus on you two. Less about what the rest of the world thinks. Because I know that's gotta hurt. You know what I mean? Because when you're in a lifestyle, let me say this for lifestyles, listen. The vanillas are never gonna understand you. Whether it's BDSM, whether it's poly, whether it's non-monogamous relationships, whether it's swingers, no matter what denomination you fall under, you can't expect the normal mono people to understand your lifestyle. They have great sex, great relationships by their standards. We have it through ours. Because I've told friends about lifestyles that I was in, and they were looking at me like, you know, fucking way, bro. Now, the stuff that sounded cool to them, they was championing that shit.
Right.
You know, they're saying, oh, you probably with two women? Yeah, oh, damn, sign me up. Yeah, you don't understand what that should take. And others, but the idea of swingers clubs and stuff like that, if they wasn't, I ain't doing all that. Nah.
Right. I want to say it's a lifestyle way of life. It's not just about having sex with two people, whether it's two males, two women, or women, a man. That's not what it is. They're looking at it from a sexual point of view. They're not looking about all the other things that come along with it. And it's a three-way relationship where everybody has responsibilities and, you know, all of them being a team member. That's why I said, that's why that community is going down, because you got people. This is not a escape way or a smoke screen to be a whore. Just because you get sex and fuck by everybody, that doesn't mean you are a lifestyler. Just because you are, as they call it, a free spirit, that doesn't mean you're a lifestyler. You know, it's different.
Yeah. So, all right. This next one is from Call Me Dizzy. All right, Dizzy.
Right.
I had sex with a married dude that I met on Plenty of Fish. And I later on found out that he is the husband of a cousin who I haven't spoken to since 1992. Long story short, I needed to get some dick in my life because I got out of a long-term relationship. I went on Plenty of Fish, and I searched around, talked to a few dudes, found one that was real sexy, real cute. He's my right, the right height, the right build, had everything I liked. Gave him my number. We talked a few times, even did some sexting and some phone sex activities. And then one day we decided to link up. I went to go see him. Yes, please don't judge me. I went to his house while his wife was away, and I chilled there for the whole weekend. We fucked in every nook and cranny of this woman's house, including places that were really inappropriate, like their own bed, the tub, the shower, even the kids' room. I later on found out through accepting a friend request on Facebook from my cousin and seeing their pictures that this was the same guy. I feel like shit. I'm thinking about telling her, but then again at the same time, I should just shut the fuck up and take it to my grave. What do you guys think?
First of all, you ain't shit anyway. If you knew, first of all, I want to know, you went to this man's house. You ain't see no pictures of no her, the kids, or nothing the whole time you was there? Or you was okay with him being married? y'all know how I feel about cheaters. You was okay with him being married, but now you feel so bad because it's your cousin, and you don't think that girl know already? You ain't talked to her all this time, but soon you screw her husband, now you're getting a friend request from her. You don't think she know something? You think it's just a coincidence?
Coincidence.
That somebody you ain't speak to in so long sends you a friend request. And they get kids bad. I wish she would have came home early and cooked your ass and whooped your ass. Talking about in the kids' bed. I wish she would have came home early in the kids' bed. I want you to tell her, and I want you to record when you tell her, because I want to see what happens. I think you should tell her. That's my advice. I think you should tell her. Clear your conscience. Tell her.
Well, I saved this little tardy one here for the last one of the show, because I knew he was going to set you off. I wouldn't say anything, but if he questions you, say, oh, damn, bitch, I didn't know that was your man. I'm sorry. But this is the risk you run. You know, Ned, you got anxiety. You think that she may know. And I'm sure you're going through all that because it's a coincidence that you get a friend request on Facebook not too shortly after it happens. Now that you know, are you going to stop fucking him? Because
right.
If he fucked you and do every nook and cranny, you was enjoying that. And to fucking on the kid's bed is wild as shit. But I can't judge. I've done worse.
But then you want to screw with her? If she want to take it to her grave, you still going to hang with your cousin knowing that you screw her husband? You ain't shit.
You know,
girl.
You know, it shouldn't be at the cookout. Chilling.
I can't wait till she find out.
All right, Quinn,
okay.
We got 60 seconds.
Okay, thanks everybody for tuning in. Oh my God, y'all never cease to surprise me or amaze me or disappoint me when it comes to these questions and stuff. I appreciate for everybody who wrote in, all the listeners. You are appreciated. Any quick shout-outs, Hakim, real quick?
Yeah, shout-out to Auntie Sugar for Tayo Styles, Miss Dopeness, my entire NAF team. I appreciate y'all. And all the good people who are tuned in, checking us out. I appreciate y'all. Love y'all. See y'all next week.
Okay. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. I see you, Hezekiah, listening in. Third time in a row back. Keep on coming back. That concludes our show for tonight. Until next time, good night, everybody.
Peace, y'all.